Spring is in the air, and the month of April means a return to a music festival that started a few years ago, Wine and Music Festival.
And art.
Yeah, just can't forget the art, too. It's Florence Fest 19. John Thompson is with me here now. John, what prompted all this? What prompted the creation of this event?
I think we were looking to create a different event than anything that had come before it at the Florence Event Center. You know, we've done chowder fests and blues, and you know, there's been a number of home shows, all kinds of things that that I've been involved with and that other people have created at our, basically our community center, which is the Florence Event Center. And we wanted to try to do something completely different than what we've seen in the past. And we targeted the momentum, I think, that the city feels like it has in the area of art. And then also, too, a lot of music lovers in the Florence area. And we wanted to create an event that would attract people. And we felt like the wineries, we wanted to showcase the art. And then we wanted some ambiance, I guess would be the best way to describe it, to create an atmosphere, and jazz matched that quite well. And so that's what I think really led to the creation of this event.
And now the event encompasses several days, and it also changes from year to year because you have different jazz artists in, you have different wineries in. And the art is a juried show, right? Is
yes, and it continues. The art show, really, we've got great pride in trying to elevate Florence's presence in the art world, I guess is the best way to put it. There's probably a better way to put it. But we wanted to elevate how we're perceived as far as art, and I think we've accomplished, or we're on our way to that. We have a ways to go, but you know, we've seen a steady increase of entries into the art juried show and sale, of course, over the years. We had 180 entries this year, our most ever. Wow. A 38% increase over last year. 59 art pieces were selected out of that 180 by our jurist, Karen Clark out of Eugene. She has a gallery in Eugene. We try to bring in a jurist that's not from Florence to judge the art. Obviously, everybody's got a different perception as far as art is concerned, and they're, you know, that's part of the process. And we switch jurors every year, and we try to stay outside of the area.
Now, while this is sort of an eclectic gathering, it's a very fun event for just anybody who can come in off the street and enjoy wine, art, and jazz.
Well, I think, you know, the strengths are we bring 12 boutique Oregon wineries from all over the state of Oregon into Florence. It's a chance for people to taste, you know, it's like bringing a tasting room for all from all these wineries into Florence, so that you have a chance, you know, you get 6 free tastes with your ticket, and then you can buy wine by the glass bottle or even the case from our winery. So we're bringing this wine tasting experience and these wineries to Florence. That alone to me is a huge attribute for the festival and an attraction. And then, you know, we're bringing in some really good jazz acts, and particularly this year, one of the bigger changes is that we brought in a 12-piece high energy funk band, jazz band, for Saturday night. And we're actually going to bring out the dance floor for that particular band. You know, traditionally jazz is a listen to type setting, but we're going to shift gears on Saturday night. We're going to have a little bit of a wrap it up with a little bit of a party and dancing and the whole bit. And we're going to stay open till 10. Last year we were noon to 8. We're going 2 to 10 on Saturday. So Saturday's a big day.
And I think you saw maybe a little bit of that last year with some of the acts later on in the evening, where people were starting to kind of get that momentum, wanting to get up on the dance floor and things like that.
Yeah, and that's been one of the critiques we've gotten from some of the attendees, that they'd like to have the opportunity to dance. Again, traditionally, jazz, people expect to sit and listen to it. So the emphasis isn't there throughout the whole weekend, but we're going to conclude it with that idea. And that's a direct response from what attendees have wanted in the past.
So the event is the 26th and 27th of April, Florence Fest 19. Tell us a little bit about some of the artists that are going to be there, if you can.
Well, you know, I don't know all the artists because I don't get the specific information. I do know that we have art coming from five states, including Oregon. So four other states. We have it from Portland, south to the South Coast. A fair amount of art made it out of Eugene. So all over the state of Oregon, four other states, we had multiple entries from all over the country. So, you know, we feel really good about the direction we're taking. And it's, and you know, it's nice to elevate our artist community with those across the country. And so I think that that's something that people would really like to see if they get the opportunity to come to the festival.
All right, so Friday, April 26th, it's from 2 until 8, and then Saturday it's from 2 until 10.
Correct.
And how much does it cost to get in?
$20 on Friday, $25 on Saturday. There is an extra $3 charge if you wait till the day of the event. So you want to buy your tickets prior to Friday. And I think with that value, $20 to get in the door, you get six free tastings, a souvenir wine glass to go with it, all the entertainment, and then the opportunity, like I said, to buy wine from to take home from our wineries.
Now, you mentioned people can get more tastings. Is that something they buy tickets for, or do they just deal with the
No, they'll get their first six will be free. After that, many of the wineries will sell a tasting for $1 or $2 to taste. If you want to stay on that level, obviously there'll be wine by the glass too. And a lot of times, if you're buying a glass, they might have you taste the wine before you get it. So plenty of opportunities to check out the wineries that we have there and enjoy the evening.
Now, over the last couple of years, have you seen an increase in folks coming to the event?
The first couple of years, we haven't seen big increases yet. We're hoping this year we do get that kind of turnout, that we see a significant increase. We've seen growth in a lot of areas. Attendance hasn't been one that's been a substantial yet. So we're hoping this year we kind of turn a corner on that. We've brought in an outstanding lineup of jazz in hopes that will draw people. And again, we have 12 magnificent wineries coming from around the state. So it's a real opportunity for the Florence residents and people outside the area.
Now, I don't know if you want to give a shout out to some of the sponsors who make this all possible or not, but you certainly can if you'd like to.
Well, you know, Three Rivers Casino Resort, Sayus Law News, Peace Health, Best Western Pierpoint Inn, Johnston Motor Company, Coast Insurance Services, Bridgewater, Driftwood Shores, River House Inn, Sea Lion Caves, and Oregon Pacific Bank. We are very grateful for their support to help make this happen, to bring this quality event to fruition. So, yeah, shout out to them. Thank you.
And a good thing about mentioning them, too, is to show you the amount of businesses that know the value of art, wine, and music in our community.
Yeah, I think they do value creating this type of event for Florence. And I think the event is a great showcase for our community. And, that was part of the intent.
All right, Florence Fest 19 is coming up on April 26th and 27th. Other than Coast Radio's website, is there another place where folks can follow this? Facebook or
we're going to be all over Facebook, all over the radio station, in the local newspaper. We've got some out of area. We've got some television that's going to be out there, and we've got some other out of area media opportunities we're taking advantage of. So it's going to be out there. And we hope to get a good turnout.
All right, make your plans now, folks, because it's going to be a great event, and the music is always fabulous. John Thompson, thank you so much. Coming up next on Our Town, Sheriff Byron Trapp says he's going to retire. We'll talk with him about what he's got up his sleeve. on the April edition of Our Town.